This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Joe Biden has a decision. I'll tell you what I think it should be. He has plenty of decisions right now. This is a guy comes into the presidency, thank God, saving us from Putin's agent, Donald Trump. Decent man, Joe Biden. Decent instincts, decent history. And suddenly he gets stuck into one of the most difficult American presidencies in history, because the prior ones, except for John F. Kennedy, did not include nuclear weapons. So thank God he's there and not Trump, Putin's agent in the White House. Well, here's a decision Joe Biden has to make right now. He has to make the decision whether or not to send a senior official, an envoy, to Kyiv to show support for Zelensky. I think it's imperative that he do that. It's imperative that he do that. The Eastern European countries sent heads of state. Poland did. Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, they all went to Kyiv. Took a lot of guts. It was great. I think Moscow knows that if they shelled NATO people there, it would be a very bad thing for Moscow. But these people took trains, believe it or not, which is, I don't know if you've ever been to Eastern Europe. I have. Lovely area, beautiful cities. I've been to Prague, been to Bratislava, I've been to Budapest, I've been to Bucharest, I've been to Belgrade, been to Croatia. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, they're very short distances there, you know. In Wisconsin, if you go from Kenosha to Superior, you know, in the old days, it could take you 7 hours. Now with highways, it's a lot less, but still, it's a long haul. The Republic of Ireland could fit in the lower third of Wisconsin, the whole Republic of Ireland. I've driven from Dublin to Galway, and I've gone from Dublin to Belfast and Derry, gone to Cork to Galway, and everybody thinks it's a big deal. It's nothing. It's even less than going Milwaukee to Eau Claire, La Crosse. Over there, they're very, very small distances compared to ours. So they get in a train in Warsaw, they get in a train in Bratislava. Going to Ukraine is not a long distance, but historically, it's a very perilous journey, obviously, and these guys went. Germany offered to send its president. Now, its president is different from its chancellor. Its chancellor is Olaf Scholz, a green, a socialist. Remember, Angela Merkel had been the chancellor before. The chancellor is the big deal, the president's ceremonial. The president offered to go, but the president has a long history of being pro-Russian, believe it or not. Remember, East Germany was occupied by the Ruskies from 1945 to about 1989 or 90. Brutalized them, had the Stasi run it, the secret police, tortured them, threw them in jail. Putin was assigned there when he was senior officer in the KGB. And a lot of people in East Germany have authoritarian instincts and they have authoritarian memories and they don't find it uncongenial. So this character, this is very, very warm towards Ruskies, claims now he's changed his mind. Okay, we'll see. Former president, former chancellor of Germany, Gerhard Schröder, is still on the board of a Rusky company. So Zelensky and the guys in Ukraine go, you know, no, we don't want this guy, this president now, because he's been pro-Rusky. Maybe Olaf Scholz will go. He's the chancellor. That would show some stiff spine. But the fact is that Germany and some people in Europe are sending Putin $1 billion a day. That's with a B, over $360 billion a year for oil and gas. They're doing that, which is funding the war in Ukraine. Well, the question is, should the U.S. send somebody? Absolutely, it should send somebody. Should it send Biden? No, it should not send Biden. Biden's the president of the United States. He is the 800-pound gorilla. All of these people in NATO are fine people. I love going to Europe, but I'll tell you what. They ain't the United States. They're very lucky the United States is their nuclear umbrella. And you don't expose Biden to some kind of an attack by Putin. Now, do you send Kamala Harris? No, I don't think you send Kamala Harris. She's the vice president. The question is, do you send Austin or Blinken or somebody lower? Austin, Secretary of Defense, Blinken, Secretary of State. You send one of them during the Revolutionary War. During the Revolutionary War, we sent very senior people to France, senior people to negotiate. We sent Adams and Jefferson to Europe, two future presidents. It's a big deal. So I think we send Austin or Blinken. I am indifferent as to whom we send of those two. I have a slight preference to Austin. Why? Because he was a general. He knows military stuff. He has a lot of resolve, and he has a very, very good military demeanor. And I think sending Austin over there, our Secretary of Defense, would be a very big deal. So stand by. Stand by to see if Biden does that. He's got to send somebody. You know, I don't want him sending the Secretary of the Department of the Interior or the Secretary of Transportation or something. You know, I want somebody having to do with defense or state, one or the other. And it ain't Biden and it ain't Kamala Harris. So in my view, Austin is the guy. So stand by. We'll see what he does, see what Biden does. But I think that's important. A very favorable development, very favorable development occurred yesterday. The Ruskies are thrown off the Human Rights Council. Ruskies are thrown off the Human Rights Council by the UN. Now, that's a big deal because the UN, so all the countries in the world that want to join, and a lot of them are third world, second world. They're resentful economically to the first world. We're the head of the first world. We're ahead of the whole world. And so they're always chipping away and this and that. And the Human Rights Council, which addresses abuses around the world, is a very good council, but it's highly politicized. So I'm kind of amazed they threw them out, because a lot of these third world countries, when they see Russia and the United States going at it, sometimes they stand back and say, I'll just hold their coats, and they're not all that concerned. But these guys stepped up. And frankly, Linda Greenfield, our UN secretary, and Biden did a very good job, very, very good job lobbying these people. So the Ruskies get thrown off. Of course they get thrown off. They have to be thrown off. They're committing genocide. The whole idea of the Human Rights Council is to stop abuses, much less genocide. Genocide is the ultimate abuse. It's the extermination of a race. So the Nazis did. That's what the Nazis did. That's what Pol Pot tried to do in Cambodia. It was a genocide. That's what the Hutus did to the Tutsi in Rwanda in the 90s. That was a genocide. You've at least got to stop that. You've at least got to stop that. You have to hold up your hand, say at some point, no, we're not going to tolerate a genocide. Russia is trying to wipe out Ukraine, the whole idea of being Ukraine, the whole idea of anybody referring to themselves as Ukraine. That's what they're trying to do, the Ruskies. We're not going to let them do it. Zelensky and the Ukrainians are unified. So, Joe, get them the planes. How many times do I have to say this? I mean, how many times a show do I say this? A couple, maybe many. Get them the planes. You're getting them everything else to kill Russians. What, you think that they care about how they're getting killed? If they care about how they're getting killed, they would have gone nuclear by now. They're not, and they're afraid to go nuclear, because they are a basket case militarily, a basket case. Get them the planes. Get them the MiGs. Stop the genocide. Ruskies are off the Human Rights Council. Things are starting to look up. I'm going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.